Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 54 degrees here at 6:30 on a Monday morning. Demonstrators descend on Alabama's Capitol protesting the state's new abortion ban.
They marched on Montgomery and Huntsville. Hundreds of demonstrators and protesters chanting, "My body, my choice," and "Vote them out." The Sunday evening rally on the heels of Governor Kay Ivey signing a near-total abortion ban into law. The Alabama law is the nation's most restrictive. It's set to take effect in 6 months. It bans abortion in almost all cases unless the mother's health is at risk, with no exceptions for pregnancies due to rape or incest. Several states are enacting abortion restrictions in hopes the conservative-leaning U.S. Supreme Court will revisit the 1973 decision legalizing abortion nationwide. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union say they plan to sue the state to block the law's implementation.
The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the body of a 57-year-old Gary Reese of Arkansas City has been recovered just 0.3 miles from where he went missing late Thursday evening.
Troopers at the scene of the drowning said that it looked as if Reese got wrapped up in underwater debris and vines just a few feet below the water's surface. He was unable to free himself, even with the assistance of the three people he was with, and drowned in the river. The group went swimming in the Arkansas River late Thursday night. NewsCow reports that the other three swimmers were treated for exhaustion after they swam to safety. The river was searched by rescuers for several hours until 4:30 a.m. They returned to the river at daybreak and could not find the missing man. Later on Saturday, Reese's body was discovered and his next of kin have been notified. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Strong opposition from law enforcement groups has contributed to Kansas lawmakers' hesitation to legalize medicinal or recreational marijuana, even as surrounding states have done so.
The Kansas News Service reports that neighboring states Colorado, Oklahoma, and Missouri have legalized some form of marijuana in recent years. Kansas is one of four states without a comprehensive medical or recreational marijuana program. Many of the state's law enforcement agencies and organizations say that even medical marijuana would increase car accidents and violent crime. They say marijuana is inherently tied to violence, especially from Mexican cartels. Kansas lawmakers have introduced 18 medical marijuana bills since 2006. One got a hearing at the State House this year, but didn't receive a vote after opposition from law enforcement. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt joined colleagues from 42 other states and Puerto Rico last week, filing a lawsuit to attempt to protect consumers from collusion when it comes to generic drug prices.
One of the many problems in the healthcare system is the skyrocketing price of generic drugs. We've been investigating those price increases now for several years, along with partner offices in other states, and have developed what we believe is solid evidence that at least a part of some of these dramatic price increases in the generics market are the result of price fixing.
Schmidt says Kansas has jointly filed in two lawsuits over 40 drug companies and individuals. The most recent lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court for the District of Connecticut.
The mother of slain Florida teen Trayvon Martin is channeling her campaign to end gun violence into the political arena.
Sabrina Fulton unveiled her plan to seek a seat on the Miami-Dade County Board of Commissioners on Saturday. The Miami Herald reports a more formal Monday afternoon announcement would be the official launch. She plans to challenge Oliver Gilbert, the Miami Gardens mayor, for the commission chair, soon to be vacated because of term limits. Fulton has spent much of her time running a foundation bearing her son's name that focuses on social justice and gun reform. Martin was killed in 2012 by then neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman. Fulton says she was just a mom before that day, but found her activism when she lost her son. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
It looks like luck has run out for a lottery winner in Florida.
From lottery winner to accused criminal. Carly Harbster won $1 million last year, is under arrest in the drug sting dubbed Operation Smooth Criminal by police. Harbster is accused of selling heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine. She was one of 20 suspects arrested in the bust. Harbster has been in trouble with the law before, with arrests for drug possession, theft, and driving with a suspended license. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. One thing we don't need right now is more rain, but that's certainly going to be the case this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow, with a flash flood watch posted in Wichita and south central Kansas. Today's high 62 with an easterly wind. Rain and thunderstorms tonight down to 60. More rain through early afternoon tomorrow, Tuesday 74. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 54 degrees, east wind gusting to 25 miles per hour, and tracking the rain that is headed in this direction right now. It's coming from way out in western Canada. Well, not way out, but the leading edge is east of Dodge City now, about to 15-20 miles, and it's all moving in our direction. Great Bend still dry, but Great Bend will be wet pretty quick here, I think. And it's as I said, it goes from clear up around north of Hayes up to Concordia, then circles back around to the west and then down into northern Oklahoma. And it looks like moderate to heavy rain coming in this direction, but it's still a ways out there at 6:34 in the morning. Today is May 20th, 2019. On this date in 1993, an estimated 93 million people tuned in for the final first-run episode of the sitcom Cheers on NBC.
Big finale.
Well, 1993. It's been that long ago. Yep. They still, you can still see that in syndication and whatnot, but here you go. Cheers. What a good TV show. I mean, a lot of great characters in it. Chris, my favorite is probably the Mailman.
Top-notch writing and great characters.
The Mailman. He was something else. What the heck was his name, Ted?
Cliff Clavin.
Cliff Clavin. Always had something interesting thing to see there. Tails, I'm Mayor. Heads, you lose. That's how it went down in a small town in the western province of the Philippines, as two candidates ended up in a tie for the race for mayor. Election officials in the town of Araceli have declared Sue Cadilla the new mayor after she won a best-of-three coin flip by picking tails. Both she and her rival, the incumbent, got 3,495 votes in the election held a week ago.
Mm.
Both agreed to the classic coin flip tiebreaker.
Sometimes that's all you can do.
All you can do if they're tied. I mean, I don't know how you run off to get somebody to change their...
If only one more person had voted. Wouldn't have to resort to that.
There you go.
Think about a system of government based entirely on picking, you know, who runs what with coin flips. It would at least be really cheap to run elections.
Well,
I mean, you just need one coin for each one.
You don't have to worry much about turn limits and people staying there forever.
Yeah.
That's what you ought to do. After you run your term, we'll just flip a coin and see if you get to stay or not. That seems fair, right? The luck of the coin. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been honored with the 2019 John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award. Pelosi was recognized for her efforts to pass former President Obama's 2010 health care law and for helping Democrats reclaim control of the U.S. House during last year's elections. Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of the late president, calls the California Democrat the most important woman in American political history. Ooh, that sounds a bit much. I don't know. Kennedy said Pelosi, who served in the House since 1987, leads with strength, integrity, and grace under pressure. There you go. She got the award there for Profile in Courage Award. Of course, the late President Kennedy wrote Profiles in Courage before he was president.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a story of the several lawmakers who had pretty much done the most unpopular thing you could do, but it seemed to be the right thing. So it's an interesting book. It's a great book. But Nancy Pelosi wins the big award. All right, let's see here. Memorial Day weekend coming up. That's next Monday.
It's a few days away.
A lot of people are going to take a three-day weekend. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, I got something here to talk about, the $1,000 cash contest. You've been hearing this on the radio, right?
Right.
Once an hour.
Once an hour.
The word.
All day long.
And of course, this contest goes on all of our stations here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, KNSS has got its third cash
we got
winner.
Another one?
Yeah. Kenny from Wichita had the word, I think the word was mirror. Kenny from Wichita. So that's the third one we've had during this round. We do this periodically, about every 4 or 5 months we do it again.
Yeah. every few months.
And it's a huge contest. And Kenny, one of our listeners, this is the third one we've had this time around.
Yeah, so all you have to do is hear the word and text it in, and you might win $1,000. And now we've had three KNSS listeners do that. Hey, that's fantastic.
No, I guess none of our other stations has had a winner. Maybe nobody else knows how to do it or whatever. But we seem to be doing well with our listeners.
The KNSS listeners know what's going on.
Yeah. This one more reason to listen to KNSS.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah. Did I mention that I ran into Pete Meitzner Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a gentleman with him. They were both waiting on their cars. And the gentleman with him I'd never met before. He's a deputy county manager. And so we chatted a little bit about politics and whatnot.
Yeah, you're getting into the politics swing of things.
I was. So that's one of the people I ran into over the weekend.
It's a good thing another commissioner wasn't there. You would have pointed out.
As I always do. That's a violation of the open meetings law.
Anytime you spot two politicians in the same place at the same time.
I would say the same thing to them.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a violation. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. And, we're looking at the weather this morning and the fact that we could have some, it looks like we're going to have rain here for the next few days off and on. As another pattern of wet weather comes through south central Kansas and from the south to the southwest to the northeast this time around. Had a couple of recent ones where it went the opposite direction. And then over the weekend, we just had that little Saturday morning shower that I'm aware of, Ted.
I wish we'd have more of those instead of 3 or 4 inches at a time type storms.
Yeah.
Eesh.
With a lot of hail and boof. But this next round that's coming in apparently has the threat of hail and maybe some high wind and even the possibility of a tornado. We are, of course, almost to the end of May, and this is storm season around south central Kansas. So there you go. 6:39 now with Steve and Ted. And I don't know where Tom Leffler is. We're supposed to have Tom Leffler with us this morning.
Well, he's obviously probably out in the field.
He's out in the field. He's
checking to see if his wheat is growing yet.
Okay. There you go. All right, let's go on. 6:40 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He's on the way, we hope. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Dr. Jody Galicia inviting you to join us for Take Your Health to Heart, our radio show. Compelling local guests, heart-healthy topics, and medical professionals from just about every line of medicine. That's this Saturday morning at 10, right here on KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Pro basketball, NBA playoffs, game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, the Portland Trailblazers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.